This is the Reflection Column. It's entitled, What We Value, written for us by Aaron Fuller, pastor of our Father Lutheran Church in Rockford, Minnesota, and a Navy Reserve chaplain. Growing up on a dairy farm, I struggled with my dad's leniency toward those who fell short of his high standards, whether they were an incompetent hired hand or someone who had wronged my dad or a neighbor. He would treat them the same as those who were well respected in our small farming community. Looking back, I realize why my dad did so. Life in our community was unpredictable. Folks were often one accident, one poor season of weather, or one bad market from hardship or even loss of their farm. When equipment and buildings burned to the ground, cattle died from disease, or crops were lost to drought, you came to the aid of those in need and trusted that they would do the same for you. How you treated people mattered. In the military special operations forces, members live by five truths. The first, people are more important than things. This truth recognizes that life in special operations often places individuals in adverse conditions where not even the best technology or equipment will enable them to succeed. It acknowledges that the people on a small team are their own greatest advantage. This community places a high premium on valuing and investing in people over any one thing. The gospel texts for November reflect this penchant for people over things, whether calling the marginalized blessed or talking about endurance amid chaotic events and keeping ready. The texts call us to draw near to each other, just as Jesus draws near to all humanity through his death. In his preaching, he dismisses physical structures and disastrous events, calling our attention to other things. But there's a wrinkle. Not only are we called to value people over things, but we're also told to expand our preference for people to include our enemies, just as Jesus expanded his to the criminals he was crucified alongside and the crowd that called for his death. In our collective witness to the world, to pursue justice, mercy, and love, we often value things over people, and we prefer institutions, social statements, and commentaries that validate our perceptions and affirm our biases. In my experience, this alienates those who with opposing views whom we hope to reach with our testimony and marginalize those for whom we hope to advocate. When we lose sight of our values, we can have a hard time seeing Jesus. And we can only see Jesus if we value even the seemingly worst of people over things. That sentiment is worthy of our reflection as we end this liturgical year and enter the season of Advent.